America's only salt and pepper shaker museum in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, is the culmination of a lifelong passion of owner and curator Andrea Luden. Most people come to Gatlinburg to experience the Great Smoky Mountains, and many discover the fascinating little museum by pure serendipity, as did I. Come along and join Andrea's son, Alex, for a tour of the amazing little museum and its collection of more than 20,000 salt and pepper shakers, including 15,000 pepper mills, that are all visual metaphors for cultural trends in America's past and around the world.
We're at the Museum of Salt and Pepper Shakers, and we're here with Alex Luden. So you're the owner with your family of the Museum of Salt and Pepper Shakers, one of only two on planet Earth.
Yes, we have another one in Spain as well. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Incredible. Overview, how it started.
Well, it was my mom's collection. She had been collecting for more than 35 years. The collection here in Tennessee displays about 20,000 pairs of salt and pepper shakers. Altogether, there's more than 60,000. And we have another museum in Spain, as I mentioned. And the main thing she admired was how creative people can be about coming up with so many different shapes of salt and pepper shakers. And that's what we try to show in the museum. You know, she's got any kind of material and type and theme that you can think of. And they're all categorized in different ways.
It's also a step back in time. It's the history of salt and pepper shakers.
Yes, my mom was an archaeologist, and she was interested in how you can trace through time, you know, the history and how they change over time. And she was interested in looking at that. You can go through the museum, see how things, you know, today may not be politically correct, but they were fine, you know, back then, or things change all the time.
Right.
But then, you know, there's always new ones. It's just amazing how many different ones. You think you've seen all the chickens, and there's always more chickens. You know, there's more things. So,
well, let's step into the museum for a moment and look at some of your favorites.
Okay.
Is there a rhyme and reason to where the museum starts?
Well, in the first section, here you have all the Native American ones. There's all different styles from different, you know, time periods. Over here you have all the Amish ones. Some of the Amish ones are metal. They used to do a lot of melting, like pot metal or different things, reuse it and cast it into different things. So a lot of those Amish ones are cast. You also have plastic ones over here. The plastic ones are nice because they have, a lot of them have movement, like the we have a lawnmower here, and the two pistons go up and down on the lawnmower as you push it back and forth. There's a washing machine, there's egg beaters, there's a piano with notes, and you can click on the notes.
And you have a little console television salt and pepper shaker.
Absolutely, yeah. We also have a couple where, you know, when you tip him over, he sneezes, and then she says, bless you, you know, so... That's pretty cool. So some of them have voice, or, you know, they do different things with them over time. Mm-hmm. So
let's keep going and look at some of your other favorites.
Well, some of these over here, there's some really long ones on this display case. Interesting because some of them, you have a pair of them, but some of them, it's one long one, and one end of it is the salt, the other end is the pepper. So it depends how you tip it. That's how it works. Okay. And these are pretty rare to find.
So those are like dachshunds and... Yeah. Wiener dogs.
Yes, exactly. Now we're in the vegetable section. A lot of these with faces, they're called anthropomorphic. And people really like those, you know, because they have all kinds of funny faces on them.
Little happy corn stalks.
Yeah.
And carrots. Yeah. The carrots are a lot of sad ones.
Yeah, a lot of sad ones on the carrots, but a lot of different Mr. Peanuts as well. And what she wanted to show, like sometimes it would be different ones that are similar but different colors or different materials, and she wanted to show the variety, you know, that it's not just one of those.
So yeah, well, just the planter's peanut variety is incredible diversity of colors. And
Then back here we have transportation, and some of my favorite ones in transportation are the space ones. You have the space shuttle, and you have the moon buggy and different things like that, and all the different rockets.
And you have little car ones.
She's got a whole section of cars here, like going in a traffic jam, pretty much, and a helicopter flying over them. That's fun. You have now all these donkeys here. They were pretty popular for a long time to make these donkeys that have like two saddles, and one is salt and the other one is pepper.
Oh, and then up here you have a whole display of the tall, large, turned.
Yeah, the pepper mills. She had originally started with pepper mills, and we have more than 1,500 pepper mills on display as well.
Wow.
So, and those are nice. You know, it's just amazing the variety of those. You'll see later on, further down in the displays, there are some Italian ones that are really decorated very nicely. Then we have a section with all the chefs over here. And there's a huge variety of chefs.
I was going to say, that's real heavily weighted there.
Yeah, they're really popular in the kitchen. So here we have some vintage McDonald's, and you can see how they change through time as well. So there's some really old ones.
Those would be definite collector items, huh?
Uh-huh, absolutely, yes. Those and like all these Coca-Cola over here, they're very collectible.
And some of these Coca-Cola ones are quite old, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah, they go all through the ages. Some, you know, most of these are all vintage in the museum. We also have a gift shop with more newer ones, but what's in the museum, it's all vintage.
So these are not for sale?
No, nothing in the museum's for sale, no.
And again, there's over 20,000.
There's more than 20,000 on display, another 20,000 in Spain, and my mom was working on setting up a third museum, so we have another 20,000 that we're holding on to maybe open another museum at some point.
And any idea where you would open up that third?
No, we don't know yet. We're just still debating that.
In America or overseas?
We really don't know.
Wide open.
Yeah, we really don't know.
Oh, here we have some great animals. This is so cool.
Yeah, start with this chicken section here. Like I mentioned before, there's always, you know, more and more chickens. It's just huge, huge section of chickens. And those are really popular. We have some, and you can see the different styles from different countries. Like you have some blue ones from Russia. You have some black ones that are from Portugal and different parts of the world where they make them in different styles. We also have what they call nodders. It's basically like a little box, and there's two, either, you know, chickens or an animal or a fish or something. And they're on like a little fulcrum, so they move when you touch them and they stay moving for a while.
And then over here.
Then there's cows, of course. You know, people say that you can't go more than 50 feet without seeing something that has a cow theme on it. And, of course, we have a lot of cows. And then we get onto birds.
A big kitty section there.
Some, you know, a lot of pigs and dogs and cats, of course. Some of these cats, these two cats are also nodders here in the car. So they're sitting in a car, and there's the two heads that bob, you know, back and forth.
It's a great car, little cat car.
And some more pepper mills, so they have different styles of pepper mills over here. Of course, we're in the mountain country here, so there's a lot of bears, starting with Smokey the Bear, but, you know, all kinds of different styles with bears and bears and cookies or different things like that, including the polar bears as well.
And then owls are really popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the owls are fun, you know, because they always have the big eyes, so they really like to do all kinds of styles of those.
And the frogs are all looking at the owls.
Yeah. Then we have a marine section over here, and, you know, anything related to water. So you have a lot of boats, you have fish, there's penguins. You know, there's a lot of nodders with the fish as well. You know, they're from all over the world as well. They have different ones. There's some of these over here are from cruise ships, you know, back, you know, in the old times where the cruise ships were really fancy things. You know,
those look like Art Deco.
Yeah, they had these, little ships, and they had the two shakers that are sitting inside.
For the smokestack, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. We have a butterfly here from, you know, Dolly Parton. You know, she signed it for us.
Those were hers?
Or? You know, she likes butterflies, you know, and so that's what...
And she came here and signed these, or did you go to her?
We had her sign one of those, yeah.
That's uh-huh. So cool.
Then, of course, you know, you have kind of like TV and I Love Lucy and a lot of, you know, different movies represented.
There's Clark Gable.
Well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clark Gable is a nodder, so his head goes back and forth as well. There's some of them that have like a little spring, so like the head will bob, you know, back and forth on a spring.
Betty
Boop.
Rubik's
cube, that's like a pepper mill, but it's a Rubik's cube, so when you turn it, you know, as if you were turning a Rubik's cube.
So it's a whole world.
It's amazing, yes. It's amazing the variety and the creativity of people.
Are there salt and pepper shaker conventions?
Yes, there are. There's a big club, national club. They meet once a year, different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a pretty interesting thing to see as well.
So they have trade shows?
Yes. Yeah, they sell, they trade, you know, mm-hmm. between them. So here in this section, we have toilets. You know, mm-hmm. you wouldn't think there would be toilet salt and pepper shakers, but there are. Here we have the tallest one that we have and the very smallest one that we have. These are earrings over here. We have some Swarovski crystal ones. We have cufflinks as well. All kinds of fun things.
That is so great. And here's Mai Tai salt and pepper shaker.
Yeah, this is like the traveling section. And then we have, shakers from all over the country, different states are represented. Sometimes they're in the shape of the state, or they have something related to the state, like, you know, like the state bird or whatever.
Yeah, there's a Space Needle, Empire State uh-huh. Building, Statue of Liberty.
And we have a section with presidents, and we have like JFK on his chair, and different all kinds of different presidents that, you know, and the shakers dedicated to them.
Well, we barely made a dent in the salt and pepper shaker land, but I've got to go.
Absolutely. So, this last section over here that we can see real quick is the vault. And in the vault, you have a lot of crystal and silver, a lot of metal ones.
I see gold.
And there would be the older ones as well from the 1800s.
Uh-huh. You have a gift shop where people could buy.
We have about 1,500 pairs of salt and pepper shakers in the gift shops.
Can they buy some old ones, or are they all new?
They're all new. You know, we don't sell any vintage ones. We only sell new ones. But I'm always on the lookout for different things. We have you won't find a bigger selection anywhere of shakers like that.
In the world.
In the world.
Oh, I love it.
My name is Alex Luden. I'm with the Salt and Pepper Shaker Museum. And we all hope that you'll come over and visit us.
Do you have a website?
Yes. It's the saltandpeppershakermuseum.com.
I figured as much.
Yes. You can search for us on Google. It will come up right there.
Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
Cheer, 'cause the whole gang is here. Roll it out, roll it out.